Hello?
Hi. Hi, where are you?
I just got my hair and my makeup done.
Oh, are you at the Seder now?
No, I'm going. It's a christening.
It's circumcision, yeah. Circumcision.
Yeah. Not a circumcision. It's a
christening. Oh, it's what they did in The Godfather, I think.
Right, exactly. Okay. So listen, I think everything you said was really very nice, but at the very least, you should give him a call or a text and say, hey, Jay.
A call and a text? Or is Harrison?
I don't know, but I'm...
Well, I think Harrison said he was going to text them both. I don't know what he's doing. But.
And you could say that...
What you were saying, it appeared like I pictured always Jay and Steffi as in the Jim Carrey movie, the neighbors who are just all right and they're more than perfect. And like Jim Carrey's twisted and turned and like their life is so great. Or I mean, that's usually, they're like the real deal. And a lot of people are like that maybe on the outside, but aren't all good. But like they had like a perfect life, it seemed, and... You told me like he got like 9/11 or something. He's getting fired for a horrible terror, but
he's not getting fired. He's not. You misunderstood. Let me explain to you and stop comparing people to
movies.
Characters and just listen to their situation.
Well, you said he was paralyzed. You said he wouldn't be able to walk. You said he couldn't walk.
Let me talk. I'm hanging up.
That's you.
Do you want to hear it or don't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
No. He's not, absolutely not getting fired.
Well, that's what you said. But.
He has a tremendous amount of... I never said that.
You said he has to look for another job and he's probably going to have to quit after it's over.
He wants to.
Because he knows he'll never get promoted to anything better or pay raise if the cyber... Like, whether...
I'm not talking to you, alright? Because you're not...
No, but I'm saying, like, he knows he has to leave whether or not they would... But, like, in Anshin, if anything like this happens, always fire the one whose hands it falls on and put, like, a younger, inexpensive, but more experienced cybersecurity...
They're not going to do that. He had a very big position. And, in fact, the person ahead of him was older than him. So you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
It doesn't sound like you do. No, I'm saying what happens in every company and what you said online. Maybe I knew more about what happens in these than you. Because you said the exact thing that was in line with how it goes in any PwC or Anshin. But...
Hello.
Look what they did to Lenny. Maybe I know more than stop comparing TV cars. I Ed Rantan Dental.
Do you want to hear?
Paula.
What? You want to hear? You obviously only grasped a few of what the things I said yesterday, and you're not understanding it at
no.
all. No. So you're completely off.
I'm off.
What you're saying, and you can't attribute what happened to him to anything that happened with you or anyone else. This is a unique situation.
Of course that, but
he is a very.
Well, I knew that.
A job from an older guy who was there forever.
That knew his dad.
They redid the system.
Okay.
And it's a multi-management.
ERM, Enterprise Resource. It's in the book I'm reading.
You have no idea if that's what it is or not. You have no idea, neither do I.
No, I know because I got it wrong when I was at the last company with Haynes Celestial.
Work in an
What?
He doesn't work in accounting.
I'm saying at Hain Celestial, I said the wrong thing, and Gleb like said I was like going to be almost fired for not knowing when the ERM is. No, it's on the CPA. You and Harris. Harris says I know what it is.
On CPA, he's not working in an accounting firm.
No, but you, I think I'm retarded if it's not something that you are comfortable in.
Let me finish and tell you what I think you should do. Let me first explain. He works in multiple, he's in charge of about 20 law firms.
Yes.
And all law firms.
Okay.
And he is the CFO. He's in charge of everything having to do with finance there.
Okay.
They wanted to work through. He's on the phone with the FBI every single day.
Yes.
And the thing is that Stephanie believes it's more stressful for him. So he's considering maybe getting a less stressful position. But they're not
It wouldn't be on the phone with the FBI till he retires. He was supposed to retire at this company. What?
I'm talking about Jay. He's like 40 years old.
Yeah, he's a CFO, so he's supposed to stay in that role until you're like 70.
That's not true at all.
Well, didn't his father retire at 70? What the fuck are you saying? You're crazy.
People switch jobs
all the time. But not when you're like in the South and legacy.
You're making generalizations.
I'm not, though.
Bogus relevancy.
No, I'm saying every... That's your problem.
This is what you do. You add layers and layers of bullshit that have nothing to do with the situation.
That's your fault.
You make judgments, and it's not correct, your assumptions.
You're not correct.
The only thing you could do is say, I hope good luck on your surgery Friday. I hope everything's going well. I pray everything goes well for you. And if you want to call him,
I don't think he needs my help from the way you're describing it. But
well, you offered to help him.
I don't think he needs it, like, from how you said, like, he's just accounting, has nothing to do with cyber, but,
I don't know what he has to do with. He doesn't do accounting, he does finance in the company.
Stop saying finance accounting. CFO is only accounting. Finance is like when you deal with bank loans and, like, trade stocks. That's fine.
I'm saying he's responsible for all fiscal matters for the company.
It's accounting, but, I don't know why you're, like, turning into a witch hunt against
me. He's not a CPA, you know.
What?
He's not a CPA.
But that has nothing to do with my fault or his ability to get jobs through his dad. Now I sound like the autistic girl in Billions.
What are you checking? Get jobs?
That's who you said got this for him.
I thought you were going to call him to see how he is doing.
No, I was saying I had recommendations. You're, like, making it seem like it's
tough. So why don't you help him? Can't you help somebody with no strings attached where you don't benefit from it? Can't you just, if you have anything to say...
Well, I offer it until you got weird about it.
Can't you just offer help to someone?
Yeah, I said you could offer help for me.
Well, then you call him. You're 29.
I know, but, like, also, like, I couldn't even ask him for, like, help with a job or anything, or, like, I thought it wouldn't be right. Yeah, no, I know, so, like, I don't know, like, if it's my place to...
totally insensitive.
What?
Don't you understand what he's going through right now?
No, I thought he was, like, almost dead when you said he was in a wheelchair, basically, but...
That's not what I said.
I was, like, concerned.
Then
yeah, but everything... Everything, like, you're saying...
You're like a live wire. You'll say something...
Well, that's why I got fired, because I'm inconsistent.
Well, maybe you shouldn't even call him.
That is the exact reason why I didn't want to do it, because...
All right, I gotta go, I gotta get ready. Have a nice day, I'll talk to you.
That's your fault.